Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr on this midweek morning. Big story yesterday was USDA predicting a large corn crop. The World Ag Supply Demand Estimates for Crop Production says big supplies, greater domestic use and exports, larger ending stocks. The outlook for U.S. soybeans includes lower beginning stocks, production and ending stocks, and an adjusted acres down to 80.5 million acres. We will analyze in great detail a little bit later. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association notched a legal victory affirming protection for cattle farmers and ranchers from onerous and unnecessary air emissions reporting requirements. NCBA and a coalition of farm groups have engaged in the litigation for years to ensure that family farmers and ranchers were not forced to file complex, overreaching reports with the federal government about emissions under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. Caitlin Glover, director of the Public Lands Council, says these laws were intended to address the worst industrial and toxic chemicals, not govern family farms and ranches. She also says the decision affirms that family cattle producers shouldn't have to file reports for a natural, biological process under a law meant for significant chemical contaminants. President Trump says ongoing trade talks with China could sharply boost its orders for U.S. soybeans. That was after Beijing failed to meet its commitments to buy U.S. farm goods during Trump's first term. Trump wrote on Truth Social that he hopes to hammer out a deal with China that will quickly quadruple its soybean orders, that after extending talks another 90 days to November 10th. The president wrote, China is worried about its shortage of soybeans. Our great farmers produce the most robust soybeans. But asked about the Phase 1 China agreement, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told lawmakers last month,
the Chinese did not comply with this agreement in large part. I've had a call with my counterpart. I've communicated to him our feeling on this, that they have not complied with the agreement. It's not surprising, but we are certainly disappointed by that.
They bought about $28 billion of the $36 billion promised in the first year of Phase 1. But today, China has a 10% retaliatory tariff on U.S. soybeans. Top House Ag Democrat Angie Craig, echoing the American Soybean Association, asked at a recent hearing why the U.S. needed a trade war.
China represents 50% of the U.S. soybean market. Wouldn't it, I believe it would have been a better strategy to go get these markets before you do an across-the-board trade war that decimates 50% of the market.
But President Trump has now used tariffs to squeeze concessions out of top trade partners like Japan, Australia, the EU, and the UK, and hopes to do the same with China. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.